colder weather is fast ahead, and it's the perfect time to prepare your garden for winter. We have last-minute reminders next on Western Life Radio. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet. Let's go.
But, Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet, too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Invest time now to save money in the spring. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners shares a few tips.
The cleanup this time of year is really important. I've got a swamp cooler and I didn't quite finish the job, but I'm in the middle of winterizing it, trying to decide what I want to put on the exterior, if anything. I've got that little hose line that goes to it, and I drained the swamp cooler, and that hose didn't drain at all, that I could tell anyway. So I may have to take that off and then blow it out, even though it's going to be a pain in the tush. Put it back on and off every year, but it's either that or break through water freezing, and then I have to replace it anyway. But hoses connected to hose bibs are a big issue. A lot of people leave their hoses connected to the hose bibs, and that sometimes traps water where it shouldn't be, and it cracks the hose bib. And so you really got to be thinking about those things and making sure that you are winterizing stuff so that you don't have breakage. I don't know if any of y'all have ever had one of those hose bibs crack from freezing, but that starts leaking into the house. It doesn't leak outside. It leaks inside. Sprinklers can be difficult. The best way to winterize them is turn off all your system and everything, and then you blow out each valve individually and you blow out the whole line and all this jazz. But turn off my water, open up the valve, shove all that water out with some air, then you won't have any risk of things breaking over the winter.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.